The Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, MECP, says an advisory it issued for consumption of rainbow smelt will be updated sometime this year to a recommended intake of 8 meals per month in a portion of Lake Superior stretching from the St. Mary's River to just south of Batchewana Bay. The information obtained from the province comes after the original fish consumption advisory, which can be found on an Ontario government website, recommended that absolutely no rainbow smelt be consumed in that area of Lake Superior, known by the ministry as Lake Superior 11 Goulet Bay. Sue Today decided to look into the consumption advisory after becoming aware of a social media post issued by Garden River First Nation Lands and Resources Department which shared the rainbow smelt advisory from the province. MECP, which oversees the fish consumption advisories, declined our request for an interview Tuesday, but indicated that it would respond to questions via email. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry has yet to respond to our request for information. More than 2 days after submitting questions to MECP via email, the ministry sent Sue Today an email confirming that the contaminant responsible for the consumption advisory for smelt in Lake Superior is toxaphene, an insecticide that was removed from general use in Canada in 1974 and restricted in the United States in 1982. The ministry said that recent monitoring of rainbow smelt collected from Lake Superior and St. Mary's River over the past year showed low levels of toxaphene, while long-term monitoring of the insecticide in smelt and other Great Lakes fish has shown declines in its presence over the last 4 decades. The province has also been active in monitoring perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, in rainbow smelt in areas of Lake Superior, St. Mary's River and Lake Huron with smelt fishing locations. The levels of PFAs found would generally result in fish consumption advisories of 4 to 16 meals per month, said MECP spokesperson Gary Wheeler via email. However, other legacy contaminants such as mercury and PCB, polychlorinated biphenyl, can result in more restrictive advisories. Last year, the province collected smelt samples from the public in the Sault Ste. Marie area and the St. Mary's River. Samples were also submitted from Chippewa River, Harmony River, Stokely River, Gawas Bay and the St. Mary's River at the St. Joseph Island Bridge. The MECP informed Sault Today that Harmony River, a hot spot for rainbow smelt popular with saltites, is actually not a part of the smelt consumption advisory for Lake Superior. The area known by MECP as Lake Superior 10 Batchewana Bay, which includes Harmony River, is not listed anywhere on Ontario's online, interactive fish advisory consumption map, nor is it referenced in online materials from the province. Sue Today has reached out to MECP for clarification. In late March, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, warned the public of elevated perfluorooctane sulfonate, PFOS, levels in Lake Superior rainbow smelt, and recommended that individuals limit Lake Superior rainbow smelt consumption to 1 serving per month. According to MDHHS guidelines, a serving is considered to be an 8-ounce portion size for adults and a 2-ounce or 4-ounce portion size for children.